Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family. Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific. Most people realize their body needs clean water to function properly. Pure is the cleanest water, also known as distilled water. Some frauds pushing fake science and ignorant people repeating their disinformation and half-truths will tell you distilled water leaches minerals from the body. What they fail to tell you is distilled water only attracts and flushes inorganic minerals from your body. These are minerals your body cannot process and can interfere with your proper body functions. Distilled water does flush these inorganic materials from your body and is an effective and natural way to cleanse your body. ABR sells a distiller that distills 1 gallon every 3.5 hours. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com, click on the Superstore, go to the distiller, check the pricing and how to order, and watch the video explaining in detail why distilled water is pure water.
I gotta have a mind to paint a plywood sign and nail it up on a knotted pine tree, saying I was here first. This is my piece of dirt and your rambling don't rattle me. Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip ruin a perfect day. Saying fly, 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 just a jack in their jaw. Gotta let it roll up on my back. I wear what I want to, overalls, work boots, crank my music up loud. Like a sling a little mud in my four-wheel drive, trek it on into town. Shoot a little eight ball down at the pool hall, drink a beer with my friend. Now don't judge me and I won't judge you, cause we all get judged in the end. Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip run. think about that. Care about what other people think, worry about what they say. Little gossip coming from a loose lip will ruin my perfect day. Saying blah, 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 just a jack and their dog, gotta let it roll out of my back. I don't give a darn what other people think. What do you think about that? Say I don't give a damn what other people think. What do you think about that?
All right, good evening all. This is the Frank Report. I'm your host, Francis Steffen. You're listening right here on American Voice Radio Network. It is Monday, February 29th, 2016, and it is about 8.5 minutes past 9 p.m. Yep, that's right. This is the second hour on Monday evenings, but you can still participate in the show by going to our chat room located at the website, theamericanvoice.com, or AmericanVoiceRadio.com. You will see the chat link over on the left side somewhere. Just click on that. It's real easy. You'll have no troubles. You can also contact me directly on Yahoo Instant Messenger. My screen name is AVRN Talk. Now, being the second hour, being Monday, you regular listeners out there know what's next. That's right. We need to introduce our co-host. And that would be, oh man, what was his name again? Dean Lauren from New York City, or in New York City. Welcome, Dean.
Well, thank you, Frank. And tonight is an important show. Besides our opening question to you each week, have you thought about committing suicide lately?
No, but reading the news made me think about suicide in other people.
All right, because, you know, tonight I was going to speak about the contraction in China's economy. It's going to contract 35%, a major, major contraction. Then I said, well, I could talk about the infiltration of the Saudi Arabian communication systems, their phone systems, their computer systems, by American law firms that have been sent over to Saudi Arabia and the Arabian peninsulas to teach or instruct their attorneys. But Wilkie Farr is one of the law firms. But I said, no, I think what's more important is to talk about the revolution that's coming, and it's coming faster than we know it. To the point that I'm going to ask everybody to just say no to concentration camps, because they've begun blacklisting attorneys, folks, across the states. They are now sealing off, through the American Bar Associations, the average American's access to the courts. They have... Yes?
Well, I gotta take issue with one little thing, and that's that they've started now, because really, 10 years ago, okay, here in Jackson County, I had a friend who had a land issue beef with the local government, right? The
yes.
county, right? Simple little jerkwater Oregon county, right?
Yes.
He had to go 4 counties away just to get an attorney that would take the case, because all the surrounding counties, the lawyers got the word, you know, you better not take a case against us or else you'll never work in this town again, sort of thing.
Right. So now we're at the point where that lawyer four counties away, is being brought before the state bar. The state bar, and disbarred as a reprimand or suspended. And with that, I'd like to bring on Joanne Dennison from Chicago, Illinois, a newly suspended attorney for blogging about the corruption in the probate courts in Illinois, the state of Obama. Ms. Dennison, are you there?
Oh, of course I'm here. I was waiting for you guys.
Take it away. Why don't you explain a little bit about yourself, your suspended practice, what's going on, and how this whole thing happened.
All right. So just to make it really short, my background is in engineering. I became a patent attorney. I really didn't start out in this field, which is corruption in the courts, and more specifically, corruption in the probate court, which I have found to be an amazing system of taking money from old people. And I just wanted to comment on your comment about concentration camps and gulags and all that. And I have to tell you that what they're basically doing is they're targeting old people. They're isolating them and medicating them. They're selling their homes and forcing them to live in nursing homes. And I think anybody who has been to a nursing home will see there's 20 to 30 people propped up in front of a TV that drones on and on and on. And they basically give them chemical restraints, which is completely illegal. They medicate them, and they basically steal the estate. So the mantra in guardianship is target, isolate, medicate, drain the estate, eliminate, and if you can, cremate the body. So they get rid of the witnesses, they get rid of their families by defaming them, by going after them viciously. They use the police department. We have more and more instances of elderly people, disabled people. They are being arrested by the police and hauled into nursing homes and institutions where the government pays them handsomely or they take it right out of their estate. So if you win some kind of a huge medical award in a car accident or whatever, you can bet that the estate will be right after that money, and they will take it at $250 an hour, and they will call it the Office of Public Guardian, which is nothing but the Office of Public Greed. They drain the estate, and then when the money's gone, you're burdened. So what they do is they narcotize you to death. And I'm sure a lot of people wonder, why are they having these pushes for assisted suicide? Is this really an issue? Do people have to worry about this? I'm telling you, the assisted suicide is coming right out of this. I have to call it a T4 program, which is what Hitler ran years ago. And they're really trying to get people off of Medicaid and out of the system once they've taken all of their money. You have to realize that every year, probably tens of billions of dollars flow through our probate system. At one time or another, a family's inheritance will go through a probate system one way or another. And you might say, oh, I put it in trust. I put it here. Every day, the probate courts break powers of attorney. They break trust. They break whatever they can so those attorneys can get to the money. And they drain estates at thousands of dollars a month, tens of thousands of dollars a month, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, whatever it takes to get all of that money so in 5 years they can just put you out of your misery. And a court will go along with it and they will order it.
Joanne?
So, yeah.
I've got a question about breaking a trust. Now, a lot of people feel that, you know, we need to get a trust because that's how we protect. That's what the Rockefellers do. That's what the Ford Foundation. That's what all the rich people do. That's what we need to do. Now you're saying the probate courts just break them. How do they go about doing that? And what can people? Is there anything people can do to protect a trust?
All right. First of all, forget the trust. The trusts are not going to protect you. I now have at least half a dozen cases where they put property, they put money in trust. And I even had a case where a judge said that we're removing the successor trustee and we are putting in place the guardian ad litem from the estate. I wish the person would have appealed that decision, but that's what the court did. so they could get a hold of that money. So forget trust. I tell people put it in trust or whatever. It's another layer because it takes more pleadings. But believe me, they will get to it. They will take perfectly good guardians that are protecting people's assets. I hear this one lady, she was taking care of the ward. She was managing the property, $2,400 a month. They kicked her out of that, put the Office of Public Guardian in charge. Now they're draining the estate $15,000 a month for the exact same way, exact same work. And that property, that money was already in a trust. They just broke it. They don't even care. I think if you're going to try and best protect it, take the money, put it in a corporation, and then you've got stock. And I think that's the way the wealthy people actually do pass money from generation to generation, because that's not really taxed. Or the stock is privately held, so you can appraise it at very little, and then you don't hear much of an inheritance tax. But I'm telling you, they're breaking trust in probate all the time. All the time. So you can't trust that trust vehicle. Trusts are untrustworthy anymore.
Okay, now would you say to do it, because you said that you do, you know, advise people to do a trust just because it's another layer. But once you do that, is that when you start, you know, create a corporation and move it to that, or do you do one or the other?
You better take all of the money. But you have to do it. Even if you do a trust, I get a lot of people say, okay, I got a trust, but they don't fund it, which means you have to actually put the bank accounts in trust. You have to put, I'll tell you another way to do it, move it offshore. There are certain banks, I understand even the UK now is not respecting U.S. court orders, get it offshore. If you've got money, do not leave it in the United States. It will be subject to a court order, and the relatives. Relatives with any money, if there's not enough money in the estate, they're going to go after the relatives' money, falsely claim that they stole it, and then what they'll do is they'll get a court order to turn it over to the estate so the attorneys can get it.
Wow.
You're shocked, right? You're shocked.
Well,
this is happening in the United States.
I appreciate to hear the details of how they go about this, because a lot of people say, well, you know, they just rob and steal, and we see that. But, you know, to hear exactly how they go about doing it is helpful, I think.
Now, well, I'd like to make one. Can I make one comment?
Ahead.
I think it's important for people to understand that these probate sickos, these need for greed, as Carol Burnett used to call them, they could not operate if there was a lawyer in place who was not subject to being suspended or disbarred at the leisure of the bar association. In Italy, the lawyers are in a union, just like the longshoremen, just like the Teamsters. And this is why, because the mafia is so strong in Italy, that the lawyers know that the judges are so corrupt that the only way they can stand against the judges is to form a union. And it's which is why I started out the beginning of the show. They are now taking away all the lawyer protections that we have at the state level. We are now unprotected. Take it away, Joanne.
That's very interesting. I feel sorry for the Italians, but I think they started the mafia and then they sent us Al Capone. And Chicagoans know Al Capone really well because he envisioned a national mob where they would just steal, loot, and rob. You can't say it's the state bar associations because most states actually the attorneys are licensed through the Supreme Courts. And the Supreme Court has their own agency. So in those situations, what you're really looking at is a corrupt Supreme Court, which we have in Illinois. And I could trace that corruption for you. It's on my blog.
Joanne, I want to make a comment. The Supreme Court staffs its disciplinary committees from the state bars. So they directly appoint. You know, yes, I don't even think the governor now appoints. The chief judge actually pulls from the bars.
Yeah, but in Illinois, the Illinois Supreme Court staffs the ARDC, and they have certain attorneys that are corrupt and connected for the review boards and for the people that review the complaints, and it's all fixed from top to bottom. And right. I've traced it on my blog. I know how my case got fixed, and an attorney, Ken Dukowski, who was also suspended with me, and all we did was call for an investigation of the Sykes case. It's all we did, and we got in so much trouble for that. They stole all her money, all her property, handed most of it over to the attorneys, and the rest of it went to the nursing homes, a place she never wanted to go. She had her own home. They sent her to a nursing home. She refused to be drugged. That was one good thing until the end. They did kill her off with drugs. But the reality of it is they handed all of this stuff off. It was absolutely horrible what happened to Mary Sykes. She's just, we like to use her as a seminal case, the worst case. It's a poster case of what happened to her. And it was along the lines of target, isolate, medicate, drain the estate, eliminate, and cremate. That's what they did to her. She owned a million-dollar home in Nord Park that eventually got sold for $213,000. There was no jurisdiction in the case. Mary was never served with summons, complaint. She was not given 14 days advance notice of the time, date, and place of the hearing. Didn't matter because the guardians admitted that it was a deal done in court with the younger sister who was estranged from the family and greedy. They did a deal. $1 million in gold coins disappeared. By the time of my ARDC, we had just gotten the records that showed that the guardian drilled out the safe deposit box without a court order. We don't have proof of that the coins were taken out of there, but we can't get the videotape. This is how bad it is in Illinois. It's all corrupt. No jurisdiction. Homes sold for pennies on the dollars. All the money went to attorneys, nursing homes. And, you know, the nursing homes pay kickbacks, right? Everybody knows that.
Right.
Right. So you go place somebody at Sunrise right now. They got an ad out front. You put your old person here. We'll give you $2,000 on the spot. Cash for grannies. And that's what they did. That's why they're always so interested in selling off the assets. It goes to the attorneys. And if the attorneys aren't taking it outright out of the estate at $250, $300 an hour for making up just BS time or whatever, then what happens is they put them in a nursing home. They get kickbacks of $2,000 to $3,000 a month. That's what's going on here.
Well,
that's,
you know, Joanne, back in Florida, oh, I don't know what, 10, 12 years ago, there was, and I only bring this up because it was such a nationwide case, but it was also a little weenie probate court judge who decided a girl with a feeding tube was, we'll have to kill you because, well, you're not going to get any whatever, the Terry Schindler case. And that's, we all right, watched that on TV, and that was a probate case, too. What kind of impact do you think that them pulling off that murder right in front of everybody through probate, how much do you think that did to just give these criminals the idea that, hey, open season, man, we can get away with this?
Well, the problem is certainly you don't want to give any kind of credence or energy to negativity. And there is some of that, but the public has to be warned. We have to teach people to treat the elders with respect and get the greed out of probate. There's no reason for 90% of the work that's done in probate. We can't do what they do in Sweden, which is they appoint a gottman, which is somebody who simply assists the elder in paying bills and making reasonable, informed decisions about what and if they go to a nursing home, what it is, or just getting somebody to help them in the house if they don't want to go to a nursing home. Instead, what we have is tens of thousands of dollars spent on a guardianship and with attorney's fees. It's absolutely ridiculous. Why do you need an attorney to do most of this? Sell the house? Okay, you need an attorney for that. That's what, $300, $500, $1,000, whatever it is. But you don't need an attorney for the rest of this. You just need an assistant to the elderly, and that should be volunteer. Take the profit out of it.
What kind of criteria is there, if any, between, okay, so I have a friend or a family member who's taking care of me. The probate court says, oh, no, that's no good. You're out of here. We're putting somebody else that you don't even know in here and paying them 10 times as much. What is the criteria for that? I mean, don't they have any guidelines to say, well, now, wait a minute, here's somebody who's happy, has somebody who is taking care of them, you know, for a very reasonable price, and we're going to just throw that in the garbage for based on what?
Well, basically, because the minute you step foot in that courtroom, it's all fixed. Everything is fixed. The ward only gets an attorney from a secret list. The guardians are only appointed from a secret list. They're not rated. It's not published. The family has no input. So when you're asking what criteria there are statutory criteria, which actually are very good. The person has to have a mental disease or defect in Illinois that they can no longer make reasonably informed decisions and they're in need of a guardian.
And that takes two doctors that are on the take, right?
Well, one. We only need one, but exactly. You pay him $1,000 or $2,000 to say anything you want. You know,
in Manhattan, you don't even have hearings. The judges, sua sponte, order them.
Exactly. And I've heard in Michigan that you can get a guardian just for being old. If you're over 80, they can appoint a guardian just for saying that you're over 80. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, so we have to go to the song. We'll make a break. We'll have Frank's song. We'll come back, and Joanne will go rapid fire into the need to take Granny for everything she's got. Listen up, folks, and just say no to concentration camps.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
What should you want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Don't you try to think tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about today instead. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could give you facts and figures. Yeah, I could give you plans and poems. To know why you're obsessed with fighting. Times and things you can't defy. You knew the path we were riding. You'd understand it less than
I would. Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Let me try to cool down this. What you teach and say, it doesn't help us if you're inconsistent. They only need a small excuse to put us all away. Who are you to criticize her? Who are you to despise her? Leave her.
so shall thick and slow. There is not a man among you who knows or cares if I come or go.
Blow your horn, stay wrong.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System. Have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Most people realize their body needs clean water to function properly. Pure is the cleanest water, also known as distilled water. Some frauds pushing fake science and ignorant people repeating their disinformation and half-truths will tell you distilled water leaches minerals from the body. What they fail to tell you is distilled water only attracts and flushes inorganic minerals from your body. These are minerals your body cannot process and can interfere with your proper body functions. Distilled water does flush these inorganic materials from your body and is an effective and natural way to cleanse your body. AVR sells a distiller that distills 1 gallon every 3.5 hours. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com, click on the Superstore, go to the distiller, check the pricing and how to order, and watch the video explaining in detail why distilled water is pure water.
Did you see any action? sweet loving better than a white line.
Don't you know she could
bring a good feeling ain't had in such a long time. Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
All right, welcome back. This is the Frank Report. I'm your host, Francis Steffen. You're listening right here on American Voice Radio Network. It is still Monday, February 29th, 2016, about 9:40 and a half out here on the Pacific Time Coast. You can join in on the fun, participate in the show, chat with the other folks in the chat room at our website, theamericanvoice.com or americanvoiceradio.com. You can also contact me directly through Yahoo Instant Messenger. AVRN Talk is my screen name. All right, well, as I said, 9:40 or so, and that means we're in our second hour, which means we got Dean Lauren on as co-host. Welcome back, Dean.
Well, thank you, Frank. I couldn't guess your song.
Well, I knew yours for once. I didn't know the song, but I knew what it was from, and people in the chat room even got it.
That's What's the Buzz, and that was the Jesus London Christ production Superstar. Of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yep. A couple people guessed Hair, too, which was another...
close.
You know, yeah, it is. It is actually close. It's funny, as a kid, I had both those albums.
Same
you know?
Author.
Okay, so I guess everybody had those. And anyway, the band I played was Head East.
Oh, Head East, right.
And I figured that's a good song for the subject.
Yeah, Joanne, give it like it should be delivered. Cold.
I'm still here. Oh, yeah.
Well, give us a recap to everybody out there what they should be afraid of.
Well, I think the biggest problem is guardianship. If you get old and you don't just suddenly don't pass away in your sleep, you're going to face a multitude of problems. If they get a hold of an older person, they do target them. You should watch for if you go to hospitals or nursing homes, any place where somebody might send out a survey, financial planners. What they often are doing is targeting your loved one for a guardianship. I know for a fact that there's an attorney at a corrupt law firm in Chicago. Her husband's a doctor. He's on the board of directors at Lutheran General. And that's how one lady who had a $1 million Park Ridge home got targeted. And they basically, the police came out, arrested him on false charges. And he had to plead to a felony to get out and take care of his mom. And that because if you have a felony, you can't be a guardian. So that's one way of them doing it. They arrest family members. I think Gail Robinson has a famous case that's been on my blog, where she was hauled out of her house on a guardianship. The video's on Facebook and on my blog about how she was barraged by police officers for 2 hours. She said, where's my court order? I have rights. I don't want to go with you. And eventually they took her to a psych lockdown on a hold. They didn't find anything wrong with her. They drugged her against her will. She was let out in 10 days. And even though the court record shows she was competent, you know, she had very high score on her IQ and everything. They guardianized her anyway. They wanted that home. They wanted her bank account and her cars. And what they did with the son was even more interesting, that he was very vociferous about the fact that he didn't want his mother under this guardianship, that the other siblings were evil, regardless of whether they were. She actually got together with her brother, left for California, and then they put one of her sons in jail until he could bring her back. So this judge in Terrence Keith actually played a game of extortion with this guy, and he was in jail for 4 months over this. Can you believe that one?
Yes. Oh, I've got one better for you, Joanne. I'm a guard. I'm an executor in an estate, and it's been going on for 35 years. The gentleman died, left a trust for his wife. For 35 years, they didn't create the trust. It remained in the husband's estate, unaccounted for.
So it was a probate pour. It was, yeah, I got another one where they opened up an estate, never really closed it out. And it was 1,400 acres of prime farmland in Illinois. And we pointed that out to the court. They're trying to go after me for bar complaints for pointing it out. They put my one client in jail for 7 months. They put his brother in jail for 2 months. They got a pastor. His one brother was a pastor. They put him in jail for 2 weeks before none of the jailers could handle it, and they let him go. Like, who jails a pastor, right? I think right. the entire jail revolted, and yet they stole millions of dollars in crop and in land. The court told him if he filed counterclaims that they would jail him. Then they changed the transcripts to say if he didn't file counterclaims, they would jail him. What difference does it make? It's all corrupt, and I was there through the whole thing, and all I've been doing is blogging about it and filing grievances. So finally, the judge gets a hold of my grievances. And then he goes and he files them with the Bar Association as saying that I'm practicing law. You like that one?
Yeah.
So people are getting jailed over this stuff, and they're stealing millions of dollars, if not tens of millions of dollars, for probate. It's absolutely ridiculous. I went down there to that court system when I was still licensed, and I said, you can't jail this guy. It's unconstitutional. This is on the court record. It's unconstitutional. He was not read his rights. He's entitled to an arraignment, all this other kind of stuff. You know what I got told by the judge? We don't do things like that down there. Now, I just got the transcript. Do you think it said that on there?
No.
No. It was all removed. And on top of it, I told the bailiff that. He told me the same thing, that they don't follow the normal laws in Illinois.
Right.
This is in Moultrie County and Piatt County, Illinois. They don't follow those laws. And they basically gave away part of the family had become attorneys or married attorneys. They gave part of the family, part of the farmland away to these attorneys who just filed false deeds on the farmland. Just blatantly. They're not a chain of title. There's no chain of title for them. It was all put into a trust going back to the 1900s. And there was a court case in 1936 saying that it was to be held in the trust of Mary Lux. How did these people get a hold of it? They're not even a chain of title.
Yeah, you know, Joanne, these stories sound horrific, and I don't doubt them in one bit. I'm just wondering, and you deal with these people or have dealt with these people that have been mistreated like this and robbed, basically, and robbed in a heinous way. They're families that are getting older, and it's a terrible situation now. Not that I'm not advocating, this, but... Why do you think none of these families that somebody hasn't just said, okay, that's it. I'm getting rid of this judge. I'm getting rid of this attorney. I'm getting rid of these people. I'm taking the law into my own hands, and I'm disposing of these criminals. Why do you think, you know, that doesn't happen more often?
I have absolutely no idea. I do know one corrupt attorney in Rockford, Illinois. He's so corrupt. He was, you know, just getting in with the judges and handing off property here and there, not in accordance with the law. And I know an ex-husband came up to him. It's in John Wyman's book. I don't know if you heard of John Wyman. He's pretty famous in the probate arena. But somebody came into his office one day and pasted him, knocked him cold to the ground. And you know what? When he came to, he was just like, so what? It's like these people know who they are and know what they do. Basically, he signed over the business and the house to the wife, and he got the court to sign off on it and threatened his client that if you don't sign off on it, then we're going to do it anyway, and the client refused, so they had the sheriff sign the deed. This is like crazy, crazy stuff that goes on. So what he did is he just walked into Peter Savitsky's office and beat the crap out of him. And you know what? Never got arrested. Nothing happened to him because he was right. They couldn't get anybody to arrest him.
Well, and plus, if that went to court, somebody was bound to ask, so why did you do this? And then the whole story would come out.
Well, I think it was in Rockford, Illinois. The whole story came out right away. It was like all over the place about what happened. I mean, it's really embarrassing. The guy just beat the crap out of an attorney and told him he was corrupt and he deserved it. And then he never called the police and never did anything about it. It's in John Wyman's book, Against Her Will, and his mother was put in one of the most abusive nursing homes, and it was all illegal. It's kind of like her husband drugs her. She wakes up. He wanted to get rid of her. He's a psychopath. Wakes up in a nursing home. She calls her kids, come and get me out. Two kids come to get her out. Then the police come. They go, you can't take her out. You need a power of attorney. Go. That's garbage. She doesn't need a power of attorney. Goes home, gets a power of attorney, comes back, right, that he had. Then they says it's not notarized. Well, they don't even have to be notarized in Illinois. He points that out to them. They say, it doesn't matter. The guardian ad litem, this is a crooked attorney, and the court have a deal in the making for Monday, so your mother's not leaving. This is from the police department in Rockford, which I guess is one of the most corrupt ones in the nation, right? But almost. I know we had so many, right?
Gee, that's a pretty big, that's a big field there.
I know.
I can tell who's winning that one.
Right now. Anyway, she stays in the nursing home. She had nearly daily beatings. And then there was a guy that used to try and crawl in her bed at night and masturbate on her. And she kept a diary. It's crazy. And then finally one day, I guess she suffered a beating. She said enough was enough. She called her one son. He came to pick her up. She escaped is what happened. She finally got out. She stole a cell phone from one of the staff and escaped, called her brother. Her one son, he picked her up, drove her to California. The whole story is like famous, you know, but he did write a book. It's really good. It's Against Her Will. I have them here if anybody wants to get one. But it's crazy. She arrives in Colorado. They document it, take her to the ER right away. They document all the bruises, lacerations, broken bones, you know, that type of crap. The normal stuff that goes on in a nursing home, right? They got to beat you up. They got to break some bones. Well, whatever they do in nursing homes, I have no idea. She refused to be drugged. They used to hold her down all the time and shoot her up with Halidol when she tried to escape. I mean, the whole nine yards. Oh, that was the point I was going to get to before. It was interesting when you talked about gulags. Somebody posted on my blog one day. It was like so good. Nursing homes have become the ghettos and the jails for the elderly. That's all they are. They chemically restrain them. So anyway, long story short, 2 days later, she's rushed to the emergency room. She's down a pint of blood, which means she's near death. If she hadn't escaped, she would be dead. This is what they live for. And all they wanted to do was sell her crappy little $50,000 house and steal her Cadillac car. Oh, and a few mean coats, too. Those all disappeared. It's crazy what they do. This is Sharon Rudy in Rockford. She is one of the most evil, corrupt attorneys I've ever seen in my entire life.
Now this has gone on nationwide. How does this go? Do the probate courts have some kind of gang or club or something? Because this was going on 10 years ago in Portland, Oregon. It's gone down in Florida. I mean, I've heard stories. Old people are afraid to renew their driver license in Florida. You know, because they don't want them to know that they're getting old.
Yeah, don't stand out on the street. John Wyman used to joke, oh, old man, don't stand out on the street. Like, you know, an attorney will find you and guardianize you. Yeah, and that brings me back to another point that I wanted to make is that none of these people are safe. If they get a hold of you, you're done. They'll have the police come out and take you away. They'll throw you in a nursing home and they will sell your assets. Barbara Stone, I know, is a famous case out there because she fought like crazy about her mother getting illegal drugs. Her mother was admitted 8 months into the guardianship. Broken bones, lacerations. 3 weeks she spent in intensive care. Dehydration and malnutrition always on the list. And you know what? They tell the nurses if they report the abuse, they will be terminated and blackballed. I've talked to at least half a dozen nurses that happened to them, all in horrendous cases. The nurses are told never, ever to report elder abuse where there is a guardianship involved. Otherwise, they will be booted out and they will be blackballed. You knew that, right?
Yes. And now I'm going to say something, and you're probably going to think I'm far off the radar dial. But I'm going to say this to everybody out there listening. This recent case with James Comey, who I complained to today about a legal guardianship that was fraudulent in the Goldberg case. This Comey case with the Apple breaking into the phone, the commercial espionage attempt by the FBI. Now, these Apple phones go nationwide. They're being or international. They're sold in all the countries. So it's what Mr. Comey is trying to do is attempt to break patents throughout the world. And I don't believe Mr. Comey understands that he's just officially broke the camel's back with this. Mark my words, Mr. Comey has just started the revolution, folks, and you're going to watch it come down on everybody now. My words to God.
Well, I hope something happens, that's for sure, because the guardianship court system right now is so tied into the mob, it's ridiculous. What you're going to find, if you find yourself in a guardianship, the first thing you do is go and pull the judge's property records. What you will often see, or any court proceeding for that matter that's corrupt, what you're often going to see is a series of mortgages taken out, mortgages paid off. Then mortgages taken out, mortgages paid off. And what happens is they don't pass the cash over the bench. What they do is somebody takes off a mortgage and somebody pays it off. Now, I've had some investigators be able to pull some of those records, which I think the public should be entitled to, right? The bank records of judges. And he said when he pulled those records, the people who were paying off these mortgages were all scary characters. They're all linked to Sarajevo. They're linked to the Mideast. They're linked all over the place. But it's always a known mob name. You can pull them right off the internet. He's given me the names, Sidovar Milovic. There's all kinds of names and things like that. They're all really dirty people, and it's all running drugs and guns around the world.
The judge mortgages his house for, let's say, $300,000, gets $300,000 from the bank, which, of course, they give the judge because he's ruling always for them. And then a mafia guy comes in and pays the bank $300,000. And the guy, so the judge has really gotten $300,000 scot-free.
Exactly. No taxes either. He's not going to get indicted by the IRS because there's no tax consequences to it. If you look at the ARDC, the Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Council, Jerome Larkin, who's the head of it, he's got the most mortgage payoffs at $1.2 million.
So this is just another money laundering scheme.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Now, that's the thing. I had to actually watch Breaking Bad to really learn about money laundering, and I would really recommend it to the average attorney out there because they really don't understand money laundering until you see Breaking Bad. I mean, some of the things are really kind of scary. I had to stick it out. But it's really good at teaching people money laundering because I didn't understand it before. Have you guys seen it?
No, I haven't.
I've seen a couple episodes.
I live it in New York.
Oh, well, make sure you don't miss the episode with the cube of money. They are standing there. She opens up this, you know, rent-a-storage place. There's a cube of money that's like 8 feet long, 8 feet cubic. You know, you can figure it out. And they have to figure out what to do with that money because, of course, they have to launder it. So it's really interesting. But, you know, buying car washes, they go through the whole thing. It's like it should be taught in law school. It's one of the problems about law school is they don't teach you about corruption. And I just told a CLE provider the other day, you should have me teach a course in corruption. I can nail it. You know what he told me? He goes, you got to get your bar license back. I go, are you kidding? I go, I lost it because I was talking about corruption. What happens when you're going to put me on in CLE about corruption?
Right. You're not going to get it back, but I hate to say that. But, you know, they got you targeted.
No, I'm going to get it back. I'm going to get it back. I'll bet you anything I'm getting it back.
Okay.
All I've done is blog. I haven't done anything else. I haven't stolen anything. I haven't taken anything. And
you just spent an hour talking about people who were thrown in jail because their mother had money. They didn't do anything.
But I haven't been thrown in jail yet. Wait. They took away my law license. That's peanuts. Oh, but I have had attacks on my cars and stuff like that. And I learned how to deal with that, too. But maybe we should save that for another show.
So, Joanne, have you been audited by the IRS yet?
Well, you know what? I'm not really in a – I don't really make any money.
Okay, well,
you know?
that's – hey, I've always used poverty as my defense, too.
Yeah, but right. Here's the thing. These guys and the IRS don't get along is what you're going to find out. And if you really want to put pressure on them, in the case I was talking about in Moultrie County, Illinois, I pressured the client. We got a $21 million tax lien on Hardware State Bank at U.S. Bank. And that is your best bet in probate now. You can talk about your trust. You can talk about your corporations. But I'm telling you right now, you finger them with the IRS. The IRS doesn't give a crap.
I'm going to the IRS tomorrow.
Go, get a tax lien, because you have to realize the tax on criminal gains is 50%. Remember these tax brackets, right? 10% for poor people, 20% for the middle class, 30% for the upper class, right?
Next week we're having Elena Sathauer on. Then maybe we should have you a week on after that to teach us how to do tax liens for criminal tax liens. Let me think about it.
Exactly.
We'll do that.
All right, Dean, you take care, all right?
Okay.
Well, we know what time is. Thanks for being on, Joanne.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. The more that you can have me, the more I can post, the better the ARDC can just go back off.
There you go. I like that. But we are out of time, so I got to run the music. Joanne, Dean, thanks for being on. I'll be back tomorrow. As always, folks, thanks for listening.
Lights out, make your way to the floor. Just dance, got me begging for more. Get down in the county of kings. Hear that music, makes you wanna sing, wanna sing. Feels like something's in the air. Let